585-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You know what?
What?
I found out that we seem to be in the same closet that we do this every Saturday. It must be Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Good morning, Melissa. How was your Thanksgiving?
It's fine. It's fine. It's a great one. Good Thanksgiving. Had a good time with our neighbors, great people, good friends, good drinking. It was wonderful. Good turkey, everything.
Well, it was an interesting day with the water going on in El Paso. We're not quite used to that.
A lot of it and more coming.
And we saw the people up from up north looking around and saying, ooh, that's not water up there. I think I'd rather live here. Anyway, life goes on. El Paso history is what we do on this hour of this Saturday. And it is the El Paso History Radio Show. And it's also on KTSM AM 690. Everybody knows that. But the other thing you can find us on is somewhere on the internet. Where's that?
Well, if they go to ktsmradio.com and they click on the iHeartRadio link, they can listen to us all over the planet live versus dead.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
No, we're not going there. And the thing is, this is also the place where we always say Texas history begins in El Paso, and we regularly can prove that if anybody out there wants to challenge
us. That's right.
And there have
challenge
us. There have been some. Yeah. Oh, no, Texas is so big, it couldn't have happened. Well, yeah, it did.
Yeah, but you don't have a radio show, so there.
Yeah, ha. Actually, there's very few like this we're finding out. Nobody does this kind of radio show about their history. And you know why we do it? Because we got so much.
We have nothing to do on Saturdays.
Well, no, but not only that, and we got lots of history. No, they'd rather put something else on the programming here, but the history wins every time. Anyway, trivia both hours. You got that going
on? Yes, we do. I have lots of trivia, and for the first caller of the trip with the correct question, they have a choice between a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest, where you can find wonderful gift items. And then the second hour, we will repeat questions, and you'll have, again, the same thing, but you'll have a $20 gift certificate to Amigos over on Montana and Cotton Street.
You're getting that down. You got
I'm
that.
Getting
yeah,
it.
You are.
Actually getting it. Or, again, another $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Amigos is a place where you got to think about it. And here's the Christmas season. People looking for a place to have a meeting or whatever, the reunions, yeah, whatever it can be, party for your office. Go to Amigos. They got two huge meeting rooms in the back.
Somebody brought it up to Bernie last night about going over to Amigos, and he loves to go over there to eat. So it's obviously.
No, the food's fabulous at Amigos. Yeah. But the thing is, they've got places. We had like 45 people in one of those rooms, and we could have put a few more in there, but we didn't.
Yeah.
You can do that many in a smaller room. Anyway, that's
Amigo. I've gone to a lot of meetings there. A lot of people have breakfast meetings or group meetings, and it's a nice, comfy place to do it.
And then you talk about Pepe's. What they're doing now is a red box special.
Oh, yeah.
They're shipping those around the country, two-day delivery. You can get frozen Mexican food there, edible, and it's wonderful.
Which I'm planning to do for some people in Washington, D.C., so
and
that's going to be cool.
One last item on Mission Del Rey. They have a military discount this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about that. Okay, going through the paces here as we do, you have a history moment?
I do have one. I was just reading the latest edition of the El Paso Herald Post newspaper from 1899, and I found a kind of an interesting little editorial that I used.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
And also, today lunch, we're actually going to go to Pepe's. You going to go to Pepe's? Pepe's.
Yeah, go hang at Pepe's.
And it's going to be a fun thing. And when we get out there, I think we're going to have some extra holiday people with us.
Yes,
we'll see
that'll
how
be fun.
Goes. So anyway, life goes on in the history of El Paso. If you want to dial it back to where things really began to move and shake.
Yes.
It was a man named McGoffin.
Yes, one of the Shakers.
One a little Irish family dude. He was born in Chihuahua, Mexico to a Mexican mother. And it turned into a great thing for El Paso because they built this really cool house that is still there.
Yeah.
It is now a Texas historical site.
A house museum.
We have to stand at attention to say that correctly.
That's right.
We have one of the main lieutenants of the place here this morning.
Michelle
Wood, thank you for being here.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you've got one of the coolest jobs, I think, because you've got a really neat house there to work with.
I do.
It embodies the history of El Paso as a bilingual mixed blood household, and that's kind of like who the heck we are.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing across the board just how much El Paso history we can cover just focusing on the McGoffin family. I mean, they had their hands in so many different aspects of the formation of El Paso that really, as far as our mission statement goes, nothing's off limits.
It's true. And give us the core definition of McGoffins. They showed up when, did what?
Sure. So James Wiley McGoffin, who's Joseph's father, actually purchases 1,280 acres all the way back in 1849, I believe. And he starts to form McGoffinsville. Now, the cool thing about McGoffinsville, it actually shows up on maps from 1854 in Texas. That shows up as a pinpoint that mm-hmm. people specifically put because it was a stopping point on the way to California for the gold rush. He had a mercantile on his property, okay. in addition to being one of the first locations for Fort Bliss.
And since it was so far out of town, you're talking 8 blocks.
Yeah, exactly. It was way in the boonies. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's your look at angle.
Obviously, it had been absorbed into downtown El Paso pretty much.
Absolutely. And that was the thing is, you know, the home is not someplace that James Wiley has been to. That land, though, was part of the original McGoffinsville Ranch land.
Well, wasn't a bunch of that at the other end of the property from where the house is now?
Correct. It's about 10 blocks over. There's actually a marker that's in that spot on McGoffin Avenue. And so this location was built by Joseph when he returns to the area because he worked as a young man in his father's mercantile. And he ends up, of course, going away to participate in the Civil War. One of the biggest moments for me was realizing, because when we would talk about Civil War history in U.S. history, I always thought of it as something outside,
Way far away.
It's over
right.
there.
Right, exactly. And to find out that, no, El Paso had a part to play in that. There was activity going on here was kind of a shock. And actually, the McGoffins did take part in that. So he ends up moving to the Houston area for quite some time. And that's where he meets and marries his wife, Octavia.
Now, she was not Mexican. Was she?
No, she was not. You know, Joseph, with his cultural heritage, I don't know. I'm still kind of wondering how that worked out.
Well, he was a Mexican.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But he did consider himself Spanish. They were Mexican of Spanish heritage.
Ew. Yeah. He didn't walk around going, I'm a Mexican. No, you were the more affluent.
Excuse me.
But on his visa, you know, he did travel to Europe. And on his application for his visa to travel, he did put that he was a naturalized U.S. citizen.
Okay.
So he did recognize that he was a Mexican citizen originally and did have to naturalize to live here.
Yeah. That's amazing at that time. Because Octavia, she was Scottish. Is that what you finally figured out?
She's of Irish Scottish. I think she's of Irish Scottish heritage.
Okay.
Yeah. Her father was actually an attorney in the Houston area and a plantation owner. And they did meet and marry and actually had their first child, Jim, in Houston. And then they moved here in 1868. During the time of the Civil War, lands had been confiscated by Union troops. McGoffinsville, all 1,280 acres were confiscated.
He was on the losing side.
Yeah,
correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people had that problem in El Paso.
That's correct. Actually, a lot of land was confiscated. Yeah. In fact, it was Simeon Hart, the U.S. court case that goes to the Supreme Court, is actually named Simeon Hart versus the United States of America. Simeon actually kind of banded together with a lot of the landowners in the area, and they just kind of combined it into one case.
Stevenson's,
correct.
So what side was he on? Was he on a Confederate side?
Yes, actually, the vast majority. If you listen to the Mills brothers, the Mills brothers. Because see, what happened was, you know, when Texas is admitted into the United States as a state. It's admitted with the agreement that it would not, as a state, choose to pick sides, whether they were Confederate or Union. And so the cities, though, they were not limited. It didn't say the cities couldn't choose.
Oh.
So on a municipal level, all these cities throughout Texas held votes. Texas is great at voting, let me tell you, especially when you go back to that time period and you look at all the different things that cities would just come together to vote on. But this is one thing El Paso did. And if you listen to the Mills brothers, they talk about the fact that El Paso held a vote and everyone in El Paso voted Confederate except for the Mills brothers.
Yeah, secession.
They were the only ones who had the foresight.
So did they get kicked out of the town or what?
Well, they kind of
left.
Yeah, they left for a while and then end up coming back after the war.
And so they ended up prevailing, and then McGoffin lost his property, correct?
Temporarily. So what happened was apparently the Union troops used a Mesilla Valley court to do the paperwork for the confiscation of the property. And so when Simeon Hart and everyone brings it before the Supreme Court, the attorney representing them basically makes the argument that Mesilla Valley Court didn't have jurisdiction over in El Paso because it's a different state. Number one, and actually New Mexico wasn't even a state at the time. It was a territory.
Right. That's true.
And they didn't have jurisdiction over Texas land. So because of that, the confiscation was reversed. But by that time, everyone's land had been sold to new owners. In fact, the 1,280 acres that Joseph was to inherit, because James Wiley doesn't live to see this court case play out. He actually dies in 1868.
He's
this happens in 1869.
He's the guy above the piano.
Correct. Correct. That handsome, amazing man who was quite a character.
So when you go into McGoffin home.
He was an amazing story. I'd love to see a movie on him.
Oh,
and
correct.
You do need to go into the McGoffin home. Even today would be interesting because it's a holiday season and the trees are beginning to get decorated. I noticed that.
The one inside the home, well, the two that are in the 1880s formal parlor are actually done. And I will tell you, doing 1880s Christmas decorations, if you don't want to stress, go historically accurate and go 1880s because that's easy.
Okay, well, wait a minute now. Do not light those candles.
Well, no.
No.
But you can get fake options. We've been looking because
we went to see them lit.
Yeah. Oh, they're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I mean, the LEDs with the flicker, and it's much safer because, yes, that was a big hazard back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, you toast a Christmas tree. What's next?
Oh,
maybe the roof?
And even if you weren't in such a bad shape that you caught the Christmas tree on fire, typically you would have wax everywhere.
Oh my.
Yeah, I can't even imagine trying to clean that up.
But that's the big front parlor, and that's the one where James Wiley's big pictures up there.
Yes, painted by Harry Cheevers Pratt.
And that's a big deal.
That is a big deal because that was from the John Bartlett Boundary Commission.
The boundary dude,
He was a famous artist in and of himself, and his oeuvre of work is amazing. He has thousands of paintings because he literally traveled with Bartlett on his trail, mm-hmm. going around all the way from Brownsville to San Diego.
He's their version of the video guy.
Yeah,
he drew it down on paper.
He did, and he did. That was the thing. He was supposed to commemorate all of the sites that they saw. It was landscapes, but it was also portraits of people. And so James Wiley was lucky enough to be one of those people. And if you go on art auction sites today online, you can see a lot of Harry Cheevers Pratt. He actually has a museum dedicated to his work.
But you're not giving up this painting.
Oh, good grief, no.
I knew that.
The
lady talking here is Michelle Wood, and she is at, what did you, are you assistant something?
No, I'm actually the public event and education coordinator.
She's a PR person, that's
right.
And you're in on your
right.
day off. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And the thing is, McGoffin Home is open. It's a state historic site. And mm-hmm. it's famous because of its territorial architecture, which we haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah,
what year was it built?
The construction began in 1875, and the family we know for sure moved in by 1877.
Yeah,
but that was only a portion that kept building on that house for years.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of adobe architecture, right? Just keep adding on. Yeah.
You want some more wall, dig up the ground. Here
that's
and
right.
Stand it up.
That's
well,
right.
It's an interesting history there, McGoffin Home, and it does sort of like parallel quite nicely the entire region of what went on here.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's a mixing of cultures in the house.
Joseph actually was one of three people assigned by Austin to write El Paso's Articles of Incorporation in 1873. So he actually had his hand in the formation of El Paso.
We need to talk more about that. We need to take a break, however.
Okay.
Michelle Wood is here from the McGoffin Home. They have a major open house on December 7th, which is coming up rapidly. That's that next week.
Yes.
And you're going to be ready for that.
Well, I hope.
Let's put some more wrapping paper over it.
We won't see
the problem. But McGoffin Home is a fabulous place. Now, if you haven't, if it's not on your list to go to.
Oh, you got
to
go see it. It's beautiful.
Out of town people there. Because they'll say ooh and ah, and you'll say, if they're impressed, maybe I should be impressed.
Well, and it's amazing how many people have never gone live here all their life, or dual families that have never gone, and they go and like, oh, I had no idea.
One quick story before we took the break. I had one city council woman who was sitting at the time on council voting, whatever, and I mentioned McGoffin Home to her one day in some meeting we were in, and she said, that's just an Anglo home. What's the value of that to our history? And I said, look, you Hispanic, wonderful person, this is your history. Whether you know it or not is your ignorance.
Yeah.
And that's about it. I mean, oh, I'm ignorant. Yes, you are. Among other things, which I did not bring up.
We're trying to fix that.
Well, that's the point, though. I mean, this is an El Paso house
for
all the right reasons. You need to go check it out. All right. Taking a break here. Shall we do that?
Yes,
but
we shall.
But first, we shall do trivia. You have to troll your R's on. I didn't get the trivia printed out, so it's all on you. What do you got?
It's all on me. Okay. Well, for $20 in food at Pepe's in Cañotillo or a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest, for the first correct answers, we have Who Built MacGuffin Home? And it's a double question here. James MacGuffin or Joseph MacGuffin?
Oh, that might be a question.
That'll be a tough one.
Okay.
And then when was the home built?
These are biggies.
These are hard ones, guys.
Are you trying to give away this
Christmas
stuff?
It's Christmas time. I'm feeling really generous.
But so what do you got? Coupons, right?
Yes, you've got plenty of coupons for all this. So who built MacGuffin Home, James MacGuffin or Joseph MacGuffin? And when was the home built? So you can find these on the internet if you're too lazy.
Or if you were listening the last 10 minutes, you'd know this.
You should know it by now.
But you have to call us to collect this stuff.
That's right. Call us at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
El Paso's coolest winter event is back.
Winterfest, presented by the Hospitals of Providence and Providence Children's Hospital, is open now through January 5th.
Enjoy ice skating at the Arts Festival Plaza in downtown El Paso and relax in the Texas Gas Service Warming Tent.
Enjoy tasty treats by delicious Mexican eatery in the Holiday Cafe and more.
It's free to see and only $8 to skate. Open 7 days a week.
Season passes are also available.
Buy tickets at the rink or buy tickets in advance and get more info at epwinterfest.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A reminder that Pepe's has a red box going right now this part of the season. And if you want to send some Christmas cheer in the way of Mexican food, the good stuff, they will freeze it, put it in a special little box that's red, and ship it for you and charge you accordingly. But it'll get there within 2 days. I did this last summer as a test. With the heat of the summer, it got to Denver still cold.
Yeah.
And they ate it. They had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to send it to somebody who understands Mexican food.
Yes.
Because a brand new somebody will say, what is all this? I don't know how to make this.
Yeah.
But if they're used to it and they just can't get it anymore, send them the good stuff. And that's out there today at Pepe's. You can do that. But just to let you know also, there's a lot of things going on. You have young Bernard Sargent still on television. He's actually popping out on YouTube these days. And that is the El Paso
Scary.
History Radio Show. that one is on our YouTube channel, El Paso History TV. And you can go to that on YouTube and check it out. He did a whole bunch of them in the last section. And we're going to have some more coming up next year. But that's a fun thing to do because a lot of people are saying, I don't know what the details are here. It's a three-minute piece. Go online, and if you didn't know what was the MacGuffin Home, this will fill in a lot of the little blanks in your brain that you didn't know what they were. And on 16 different subjects already. So one more thing to let you know, archery is on today at the Museum of Archaeology. They had like over 50 people a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they do Saturday mornings up until 1 o'clock, and you can go shoot your addle through the side of your car door. Don't do that.
Do like that one I saw where they put a coyote where somebody bent their car and it shows an outline of the coyote stuck on the side of their door.
Not good. Anyway, call them up at 212-232-3272. Oh, they also have archaeology inside if you want to go see that.
Yes.
That's a museum.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, I've got Celebrate the Spirit of the Season at Keystone Heritage Park's Luminarias by the Lake. That this is going to be next Friday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And they're going to have the park lit with 2,500 glowing luminarias. You can enjoy Christmas tunes played throughout the gardens, then grab a cup of hot cider or hot chocolate and sit by the fire and spend some quality time with friends and family, maybe sing a Christmas carol or two. During this event, it's a one-of-a-kind in the area that we have. And if you have more information you would like to know, call us at 584-0563 or go to the website KeystoneHeritagePark.com.
We have enough of prizes to have all three of these people on the phone get something.
Ooh.
Jamie, or is Jaime maybe? Ed and then Bill. Let's go see. Is it Jaime or Jamie?
It's Jamie.
Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, Pasa, talk to this lady about stuff.
Who built McGoffin Home? James McGoffin or Joseph McGoffin?
Joseph McGoffin?
I heard that tone of that voice. Yes, you're
you
right.
You weren't quite sure, were you?
Yeah. Hey, it's a 50-50, but you got it right.
You got that one. So you get a choice of stuff.
So did you want Pepe's or did you want the coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest?
The Mission Del Rey.
Ooh, yes. She's going shopping.
Oh, this is a time of year for that. If you got out-of-town people, either they're in your house eating your food, you take them out there, they'll buy stuff for you.
In fact, I put a video up. They were on Channel 9 earlier this week.
Studio 9.
And I put that up on our Facebook page where you can kind of take a look at some of the items they have for sale.
Well, you know, there's
there.
Another thing you can do with this crowd. They basically are an internet store, and they want you to come to your shop, to their shop, where you can actually – the whole shop is set up as a picking area where they pick things off and put them in the order. But they let you wander through and buy what you want out of that. So go online to missiondelray.com, and you can see what they have. And if you want to be cool about it, say, I already know what I want when I walk in here, and go get something. But it's a neat place. Thank you. Good choice, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, I just always thank you all. I listen every Saturday and just look forward to it. I'm a native El Paso and second generation, never left, never planned to. And I just enjoy your show so much and everything you all teach us.
Well, thank you kindly.
Thank you.
Now, did you go to public schools in El Paso?
For 32 years.
Well, so you 32. It took you a while to get out of 12th grade, did it? But, no, the point being
I was there with you.
Yeah, but maybe it was 4th grade.
But that was California school.
It
took me 24.
Well, I said, but the thing is, you're not taught your history in El Paso in your school. So, I mean, that's what we do here. I sat here in this chair for a while starting out thinking, what the heck went on in this dad? And I was born here.
Yeah.
I learned all that stuff, but there wasn't much to learn. Anyway, enough of that. Hold on here, and Shelley will tell you how to pick up your prize, all right? Thank you
Merry
kindly
Christmas.
Here. And also, we got two more calls and two more prizes. But let's quickly go to our live desk over here with Michelle and say, what's the special at Pepe's today?
Red chili meat enchiladas.
Ooh. Red chili
yes.
meat enchiladas.
Yes.
They're on that front page.
Perfect weather
they are now,
for it.
They're $6 today. That's what that means to be an Oñate special. At Pepe's. Well, they have bigger numbers on there than six.
Yes.
And
you get,
it
El Cheapo that way. All right, back to the phones and the reality of Ed. Ed is now on the radio. Talk to this man.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Oh, just fine, y'all. I'm glad to be talking to some fellow PhD graduates.
PhD?
Is that pilot higher and deeper, or is it...
You have to explain.
That'd be public high school diploma.
Ah, there you go.
I like that one. I'm going to remember that one.
You're just assuming I made it through. Yeah, that 12 years in 12th grade. I don't know.
I went to Los Angeles School District, so that's different.
She bought hers. Oh, did I say? Okay, Ed, now you got to talk to.
I hope I get the question I know the answer to because I love that Pepe's.
Okay, well, when was the home built?
1875, and they moved in
1877. Ooh, are we a show-off or what?
All right, what's the address?
I said you're a show-off.
Yeah, but what's the address?
Oh.
Doesn't matter. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, it's changed because it was a different address.
Yes. No, the visitor center has a different address. The McGoffin House.
I think what she's getting at is historically the numbers down the street changed.
For both, the house had a different number at one time.
Right. And, Ed got it right. He said McGoffin Street. So what avenue?
That's
enough of this.
Yeah, right.
Give him the
He's a show off. Okay. I liked his PhD.
You got the Pepe's.
So you got a Pepe's coupon.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love your show, and I asked you guys a question a year ago this week, and I want to see if you remember the answer.
Oh, my
gosh. What was the question? Give us at least a hint on that.
Well, it was the most famous Thanksgiving song ever written, which was?
What?
Dang it, I remember the question, but I don't remember the answer, though. It was funny, though.
Go ahead, Ed.
One horse open sleigh, better known as Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
And that's a Thanksgiving song?
Yes, it is. I'll guarantee it. I'll guarantee you.
I will not argue with you.
And the name of the horse pulling the sleigh was?
Jimbo. What?
No, Bob.
Bobtail's ring.
Bobtail's ring.
That's almost too much information. Well, Ed, thank you for joining us here. I'm going to put you on hold, and Shelley will tell you how to pick up this here prize.
All right. We listen to y'all every week.
Thank you kindly.
Merry Christmas, Ed.
You take care, easy.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, we got one more person to talk to here. What number would that be? That would be 2 and Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill.
Do you have any more questions?
I don't have any more questions for this hour, but he could make up one and give it to us.
Ask us a question, we'll give you a prize. We have both Pepe's and Mission Del Rey left.
I actually did have a question, but I don't have the answer to it.
We'll try it anyway.
How old was John Wesley Harden when he died?
Ooh.
45.
Was he 45?
Yeah, okay. I believe so. Wait, let me look.
We'll have to throw to our third base judge.
My husband's not around, but I'm almost sure he was 45.
So do we give him a prize?
Yes, let's give him a prize. Because I'm not sure, but I'm almost sure. But he gets a prize anyway.
He gets to pick Mission Del Rey or Pepe's. Pick
one. What do you want? Pepe's or the Mission Del Rey gift certificate?
I like Pepe's, please.
Okie dokie.
Okay. You alluded to another restaurant in Montana.
Well, now that's our other sponsor. Second hour, we push them. They're called Amigos, and that's at 2000 Montana. And that's a fabulous food place as well. It really is.
Could I go there?
I don't know. We didn't offer that, but I guess I could.
Okay, well, I'll go to Pepe's. Okay. Pepe's is great.
You go to Pepe.
Twist his arm.
Now, second hour, you will not be eligible to play for 30 days or whatever it is. But in the meantime, you can think about Amigos as well, because Amigos is really worthy. It really is. All right. Thank you for playing. Hold on, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for calling. Have a happy holidays, okay?
You too.
All right. He's on hold. Boy, howdy. a year
what
ago.
What an afternoon.
So far, we haven't even gotten through to 11 o'clock yet.
Aren't you glad you showed up today?
Absolutely.
Can we blame this on Michelle? It's her perky nature. Perky nature, Michelle. All right. Again, the Pepe special today is?
Red chili meat enchiladas.
There you go. And Mr. Roy will go out there and tell them how to make it. I do hope they're open today. I'm just assuming they are because they have this holiday thing going on.
Hello,
you there? And people knocking at my door.
We need food.
We're going to break in and eat something anyway.
This is a perfect weather for Mexican food.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Or New Mexican food. I mean, it's just, it's cool. Yes. You need bowl of soup and you need enchiladas.
That's what we're doing. All right, shall we take a break here? There's something on the schedule. Says
probably
we should
be a good
that.
Thing because Sergio's going, break.
You got to sell some soap.
Hanging on the window.
Call us if you need to. You got Facebook thinking about it, right?
I'm just setting it up here now. So give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Join iHeartMedia and Walgreens this Tuesday for Senior Day. Visit Walgreens on Oregon and Paisano from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. to learn more about the OTC program and how your insurance plan could cover over-the-counter purchases, such as diabetes care items, braces, and pain relief items.
Hi, I'm Tia Claire Toomey, fittest woman on earth and three-time CrossFit champion. I'm excited to introduce you to the most essential part of my daily health routine, Golly, the world's first and delicious apple cider vinegar gummy. Golly has revolutionized health with this product, allowing you to enjoy all the benefits of apple cider vinegar without the awful taste. Golly gives me a boost of energy to get to the gym and crush my workout. I take Golly every single day. It helps me with my weight loss, acid reflux, and digestion. And when I get those 3 p.m. cravings, Golly curbs my appetite. It's vegan, gluten-free, and organic, which gives it my final stamp of approval. Golly has changed the game for me, but it's not just for the fittest woman on earth. It's for everyone. Make a healthy change and visit Golly, that's GOLI.com/NOW to get 10% off and free shipping today. That's GOLI.com/NOW to get 10% off and free shipping today.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got these New Mexico people doing stuff, and so they sent us some stuff. So we're going to tell you about it at Fort Selden. It's an historic site, Las Noches de las Luminarias, and that's Saturday of December 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. Southwest tradition, 800 glowing candles surrounding the fort ruins. Enjoy the holiday music. Cozy campfire, a warm cup of cocoa. Bring your coat because they're making you sit outside, apparently. But oh, it's a nice museum.
It's time of year.
Yeah, well, go out and look at the cocoa thing or whatever you're going to do. But anyway, make your holiday. You can make your own holiday decorations while you enjoy the sights. Hmm. Can you make snowballs? So maybe you can by then.
Yeah,
dress warmly, it says. $5, adults, children free. Sponsored by New Mexico Foundation of Museums. Cash or check only. They'll take pennies. Good luck with that. 202-1638, that's a 575 area code. And that's near Radium Springs if you're looking for that.
Yes, I have a friend just bought some old hotel up there.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
What do you know about the next piece on the script there?
Sunday, December 15th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., a unique Nacimiento or Nativity Scene exhibit and open house with your host, J. Paul Taylor. Step inside the historic Taylor Macia home on the old Macia Plaza and view more than 190 Nacimientos or Nativity Scenes again.
190?
190!
Wow.
You'll get... Jesus after us is all over. On display in this historic home, and the home is located at 2346 Calle Principal on the old Mesilla Plaza. And if you want more information, call them at 575-202-1638 for more information. And it's sponsored by the Friends of the Taylor Family Monument in New Mexico Historic Sites. And this is one of those homes that's tucked away off the side when you're walking around the plaza.
Down a hallway or down a side street.
It's down a side street.
A side alley or whatever.
I've seen it there for years. I didn't even realize it was a historic home. And this man still lives there. I learned about this. And when he passes away, it'll be like the McGoffin home. They're going to turn this home over. And it's got a lot of history behind it.
But his
stuff
will still be there.
You're talking about the TV the other day. I was like, yeah, it's going to be a historic TV. I'm like,
well, it will. will be.
Historic 72-inch big screen.
That's right.
Come watch the football game in the Taylor House.
Well, the McGoffins had stuff that was historic.
I know. I'm kidding.
History's happening all around us, guys.
Yeah, Michelle Wood is here, and we're talking about the McGoffin home. And you have a major open house on the 7th. What's going to happen there?
Oh, well, we're going to have all the sights and sounds of the holiday season. Of course, you're going to get to see historically accurate Christmas decorations, which is kind of interesting, really, how Christmas decorations have evolved over the years. But also, we're going to have live performers. In fact, the Youth Opera of El Paso is going to come and perform. And opera being performed in that home is amazing.
Where do you put them?
The formal parlor is a beautiful place because, first of all, it's set up with the piano, and we actually play the 1881 piano.
How many people show up for this?
We typically see about anywhere from 100 to 300 people, just depending on weather and what's going on.
All in that front room?
Well, not probably rotated out. We typically try to rotate people out. We have the performers. Plus, believe it or not, the acoustics in that home is phenomenal.
It is amazing, isn't it?
And you can stand in the hall and hear it. We also might be persuaded to crack the windows open in the formal parlor and let some of that sound spill out to the front lawn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's amazing. And so
what are the hours next week?
1 to 6 p.m., and it's free.
It's Saturday.
And that piano is a grand piano.
It's a box grand piano.
A box piano. Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly, but that it is an unusual one if nobody's ever seen one before. Yeah. And its sound is very unique.
Yeah, it was specifically, what's cool about it is it was specifically designed to travel by railroad. It was made to be shipped because as people were moving out west, you know, they needed music and entertainment just like everyone else. But there weren't factories here to produce that. They didn't have the resources.
And the big old piano didn't quite fit in a boxcar.
It did, but
a baby grand
is
an enormous. Yeah, and a baby grand wouldn't have fit in most of the pioneer type homes or the homes that you have. So it's like.
Yeah, you typically were pretty well to do if you had the box grand piano in your home.
There's something I've been suggesting to that whoever runs the place. Now you got Jeff Harris there. But the idea is to record something really cool off that piano and sell the CDs. Have you done that?
We haven't, but you know, that's actually a great idea. Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, he not only is our site manager and he's amazing.
He's your piano dude.
He is. He actually has his undergrad degree in music theory. So he plays that piano amazingly well. He would be awesome to get to record some different pieces through different time periods.
Well, you could sell a 4-box set. This one's Christmas. This one's springtime.
Yeah. And you could even do different decades, like the most popular songs of the different decades that the McGoffins lived in the home, because they occupied the home for 109 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's quite a music history.
So that's in the front parlor. And you've got all kinds of things in that home that are unusual, including one room where there are no right angles.
Oh, goodness. Let me tell you.
They used them all in the war.
This is, I have to tell you, as someone who actually has a background in building restoration, old buildings typically do not have perfectly squared up walls. But the McGoffin home is one of the craziest, because the back wall that used to be the end of the home on the east side of the building was so crooked that in the formal parlor, which, mind you, is supposed to be so impressive, this is a room that the McGoffins would bring in and they would wheel and deal. I bet you that room saw the deals for the first train that Joseph helps bring to El Paso in 1881.
So
it was meant to be really impressive, but a crooked wall is not impressive. So he actually had a false wall put in, and that's why you have that big, beautiful cabinet in the end. It can do that because if you cut a hole like that into an adobe wall, it actually reduces the structural integrity.
So it's going to fall down.
Right. Mm-hmm. But since this isn't supporting the vigas and latillas in the ceiling, those big, huge pieces of wood, then it can have this deep cabinet. And it is like over a foot deep.
Well, this is an amazing building in that it is adobe.
Yes.
And at one point, I think you fixed a little bit of this, but the roof was adobe.
The roof did have adobe. It was 2 foot thick, if you can imagine.
And that's been removed or what?
A lot of that was removed very, very early on. And I believe, I'm not sure if it was the 80s, but there was a big replacement in that roof because, mind you, as a museum, having adobe particulate and vegetation, dry vegetation, sprinkling down through the vigas and lentils.
On your artifacts.
Oh, yeah, onto the artifacts. Not a good idea. So that was eventually, now we have a membrane roof.
Well, it was, what, 07 or 06, somewhere back in there, the state of Texas decided to not only remove this from the Parks Department, put it in the Historical Department, which you are.
Yeah, it was the Texas Historical Commission was created.
But they took it from the 1930s version, which Josephine had put together.
Right.
And switched it back to 1896 or so.
Right.
When Daddy lived there.
Right.
And they had to bring in a very, very experienced paint specialist to come in and check the paint that was on there, mark it up, and mark it up, and then see what that was all about. And do you know that paint specialist decided to come back and live here? And there she is.
Yeah.
This is Michelle Wood. So you had a career. You left town.
I did.
And you were doing...
Plaza Theater was my first job.
Really?
Yes.
But you were doing paint restoration of major stuff across the country, weren't you?
State capitals, theaters, also other house museums just like this
one. And so you got the call to go to McGough and you say, I've heard of that place.
Oh, yes.
So you came home.
I did. And I fell in love with it. And it just so happened that the education position opened up. And
bingo.
I had experience lecturing on techniques for restoration. So I said, let me apply.
And you already knew where the charcoaler was, so you might as well show up
here,
right?
Exactly. I know where all the good spots are.
Oh, fair enough. So that's Michelle Wood sitting here. But also, now you've become, I guess, like a lot of people down there, a pretty good expert on the history as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so fascinating. And like I said, there's so much. And I keep thinking, oh, now I've learned it all. I'll never learn it all.
Another relative will show up, and they'll bring a box of letters, and you'll just freak out.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's incredible. So the good news is we always learn. We always find out new things. The tours, you know, because we do know such a broad range of topics, if you have an interest in the architecture, we can do that tour. If you have an interest in how women were treated and what was expected of them in the 1800s, we can do that too. So we have a broad range of topics.
So you can cover. There's so many things you could do with the government, early government of the city and the youth. It's amazing. And the nice thing is you've got that love because you're here from El Paso and you've got that special interest in that too.
And you didn't learn about the McGoffin home until you were an adult, did you?
I didn't know about the McGoffin home until I stepped on site to do the paint analysis.
You had heard about it's a house somewhere in El Paso, and you say, I'll go there.
Yeah. And it was amazing. I could not believe I am just like so many of our visitors that say, oh, I've lived in El Paso all my life,
never
and I've
heard
never
of
been
this
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was one of those.
I had actually heard of it because my grandmother knew Josephine, and they started a garden club up in Sunset Heights together. And I actually was in that house when I was a little kid. I told you that story.
Yeah.
And I survived that. Anyway, enough of that. We got a caller on the phone name. Is it Arthur? What does Arthur want? Hello, Arthur.
Hey, good morning. I'm also one of these longtime El Pasoans who didn't realize the wonderful history that the McGoffin home represented.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you for what you all do for El Paso, and thank you to your guests for... I got to go now.
Fair enough. It's open to what?
You.
5 o'clock or 4 o'clock today? Open today.
Oh, we're open till 5. The last tour is at 4.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely go to December 7th at, what is it, 6 p.m.?
1 to 6 p.m.
1 to 6 p.m. for the Christmas open house. It'll really dazzle.
Arthur, it's amazing to learn your own city's history like this. It's just good stuff. What else is on your
mind? Shelley wanted me to make sure that I shared with you that I'm celebrating Thanksgiving this time in a special way. I'm a descendant of William Bradford, and on my mother's side, and on my father's side, Juan de Oñate.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, you're a mix of some stuff.
You've got Thanksgiving from both sides of your family.
Oh, you have the first Thanksgiving, actually, which would be in El Paso. Juan de Oñate.
Yes. I've got Thanksgiving covered in my lineage. Juan de Oñate was a 13 times great grandfather.
Wow.
And William Bradford, a 10 times great grandfather.
You're an interesting mix. Wow. You got that all plotted on some family tree thing?
Yes.
Even better. Well, I'm glad to hear all this. Thank you for calling up and sharing that with us. That is really cool.
Okay, thank you.
Take care now.
Have a nice day.
Thanks for listening.
Interesting stuff goes on in this town, and it's everywhere. Well, the thing about the McGoffin home is it is a really interesting gee whiz. Look at this. And the fact that they saved the furniture.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only did they save the house, but they saved the furniture. Most of that stuff is original.
You know, one of the things that have been saved are some of the recipes.
Oh,
and
yes.
We actually teach a cooking class based on those
out of
recipes.
That stuff?
Yeah.
In fact, during our holiday open house, Gloria is actually going to be doing buñuelos and champurrado.
What does that mean in English?
So buñuelos are like a pastry.
Okay.
That is very traditional in Mexico. That has cinnamon and sugar. You can't go wrong with cinnamon and sugar, guys.
Yeah. No, you can put that on toast.
Yeah.
Sugar and cinnamon and something that's a little fried, bed ropes baked.
Oh
fried,
yeah, fried dough. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Are you ever going to recreate that, the dinner that we did in that house?
You know, I don't know. Where did you get the recipes for that?
They found them in the vault somewhere.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
7-course dinner. We did that for a video. And the Six Guns and Shady Ladies turned into more townspeople that day.
In fact, we talked about the menu. You know what the menu is, don't you?
It's
in the video.
Okay. I'll have to go back.
You have
to go watch the video. Pay attention.
There's a cheese course. Oh, that's fabulous.
There's
a beef course. Anyway,
very
good stuff.
That's cool. So champurrado is a very traditional chocolate drink.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, and so it's
hot chocolate.
Yes, basically in a thick, rich, amazing, traditional hot chocolate.
And no alcohol involved.
It's made
hundreds
a special
of
way
years
well.
Old, this recipe.
Is that 100 proof a chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the one you've seen with the special. You have a little wooden dowel that you make it with.
Beat the air into it and smooth it out because it's actually got grains in it.
Call me when you get it made. I'll show up.
Good Lord.
Hey, we're going to take a break here.
That
and come
happens
back.
To one.
Michelle
Wood
is
again.
Here, and we're talking about more stuff. But also, just to let you know, Bernard Sargent is here next hour.
Is he? I was looking back there for an answer, and he's not anywhere to be seen.
We'll ask him when he gets in here.
I know. He's in
the
closet.
He's out doing stuff. The thing is, he's going to talk about the History Museum.
Yes, he is. About all the museums.
The foundation board.
That's right.
Down there. And we'll see what that's all about. And what else should we do? Should we take a break?
I think we should take a break.
Throw the phone number out. What the hey?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Black Friday through Cyber Monday. For every $25 gift card purchase at thecheesecakefactory.com or at any of the Cheesecake Factory restaurants, you'll receive 2 free slices of cheesecake redeemable in the new year. Visit thecheesecakefactory.com for more details.
The unemployment rate is lower than it's been in decades. That means if you're trying to hire a new employee, they probably already have a job, which means you need to try reaching them in a different way. That's where iHeartMedia comes in. Every week, our radio stations reach 93% of the U.S., most likely when they're on their commute or already at work. So start connecting with the qualified candidates you've been looking for on AM/FM radio. Visit iHeartWorks.com. That's iHeartWorks.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the people who work in the control room.
Thank you.
Thank you to Shelly Sutherland on the phones. And you know who.
Sergio Valenzuela.
Who is
hey, the... Junior was in here this morning,
Junior
too.
Valenzuela. All these people
his
going
son.
On.
I haven't seen him in so long. He's getting so tall
he's
and handsome.
He's a big dude now.
He's a good-looking kid.
Daddy's going to look up to him pretty quick.
He's a smart boy, too.
Telling you some things going on in here. We got the Southwest Chapter of the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society. They're hosting a Golden Spike celebration. It's featuring the big boys travel through the Southwest at Little Bit of Heaven on New York Avenue in New York Avenue in Alamogordo. Can you say it like that?
Alamogordo, you gram it all together.
Sorry,
and say,
sorry,
yeah.
You got to say it wrong. Alamogordo in New Mexico. 5:30
That's what the people in the restaurant say from New York.
Well, that Wednesday, December the 11th. And I don't know if the train's coming through there. I don't think it is.
I think they're just talking about, yeah.
They're going to talk about it because did it go through there? I don't think it went through there. Anyway, call them up at 915. There's a reservation at 540-9660. And they want to know about that, so they're going to put you on the reservation to go see it. The big boys travel. How big you went to see it?
Oh, my God. It was
huge big, right?
It was huge big. You felt like a little kid standing there looking up at it. And oh. I just wanted to take a ride out of him.
We got to move faster. You're almost out of time. We've got to talk to Michelle.
Finish.
Well, Michelle is here for two more minutes. And let's talk about Michelle and the events. It's December 7th.
Hi,
it's a biggie.
Michelle. Correct. Hi. December 7th, 1 to 6 p.m. It's free for admission. There'll be live music, cocoa, cookies, plus a cooking class going on that you can go watch for free. You can take the cooking class for $5. Just call us at 533-5147. Ooh, ran out of breath on that. 533-5147 to make a reservation.
You also operate Monday through Tuesday through Sunday.
Correct. Tuesday through Sunday.
All year round, you've got stuff going on.
9 a.m. and till 5 p.m., but our last tour begins at 4, so you need to show up at 4 for the last tour of the day, because it takes some time to get through that.
And normal admission is what?
Adults, $7. We also have a seniors discount for $6. We have military and their active duty military and their families for free.
Ah, even better.
That's right. We got some changes. And veterans also have a discount as well for $6.
That's a good thing.
It is.
Take a look at the McGoffin home. It's El Paso history expressed clearly and wonderfully. And it's there to go. You can't touch it.
We don't want to tell someone to come in there and not touch anything. Now, we got some stuff you can touch.
But don't sit on the furniture.
No,
I mean, it's one of those kind of places.
Yeah, exactly.
You have folding chairs for us kind of people, right?
Well, we want to keep everything around for other people.
Well, fair
enough.
So, Michelle, it's really fun to talk about this stuff. Because the McGoffin Home is the place to go if you want to begin to learn about El Paso history.
That's right.
And after that, you know, there's all kinds of places to go. All right, thank you for coming in here. We appreciate that. Next hour, we're going to beat up Bernie Sargent or vice versa.
Yay!
And we're talking about history museums and things like that in El Paso.
That's right.
That could be kind of interesting over by itself. Now, you had one more announcement. You hold till next hour or whatever
it was. Yeah, I'll hold it till next hour.
So go ahead.
I'm putting her picture up on Facebook right now.
And what is that place on Facebook?
El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
So there you go. And that's what we do there. All right, I should be hearing music right about now, Sergio. I am. Listen to that
music.
And we shall have the music come in and whisk us away.
That's Sergio playing the guitar.
All the way into the next hour. We'll be coming back and talking more history. See you then.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Warning.